This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Joining me today is visual artist Lina Tan, who has just debuted her first exhibition called Stuff, which is on until the 21st of July at Artemis Art in Publica. How are you today, Lina?
Yeah, I'm good today. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So this exhibition, it's called Stuff. Do you want to describe a little bit what we'll be seeing?
Actually, it's more like everyday objects, my personal stuff, family, and also my friends. Stuff that sometimes looks very mundane to us, but have a bit of significant sense to myself.
I think I found it quite interesting because when you say stuff, they're actually things like the ones I remember are the matchboxes. The matchboxes, and then there was the old cassette tape.
Yes.
So it's not just stuff that's significant, but it's stuff that almost seems like it's from a different time.
Yes.
What drew you to wanting to depict these objects?
Actually, used to be a shop assistant in a vintage shop, and currently I'm working as a part-time assistant there. So I usually see this stuff, you know, because I'm so used to it, and then I started to think, like, why don't I just paint them?
Mm-hmm.
Because I see them every day, I can use the reference as free reference.
One of the things that I really liked about your paintings is that not only are the objects nostalgic, they're very Malaysian.
Yeah.
They are objects that Malaysians will really recognize and have a very personal connection with.
Because the stuff is actually very easy to get and we see them every day. So that's why I decided to paint them. And, you know, how cool is it to paint a sardine can?
Yes.
You know, the Ayam brand.
Yeah. Are there any particular paintings that are very personal to you?
Not really, but there are a few favorites of mine. I think the yellow boots with the ammo box, the sneakers, and the egg on the frying pan. I think that there's a few more. I like the yellow boots because I think that's my niece stuff. I guess it's personal to me.
But this is actually a bit of a departure from your previous works, right? Because a lot of the works that you've displayed before this have focused on people.
Oh, yes.
So what changed that direction for you?
It's not really like changing. I like variety in my works. And then, you know, I just wanted to practice my composition, my colors while I'm not doing any figures. I would like to do other style as well.
And this is your debut solo exhibition?
Yes.
Well, how does it feel?
Well, I feel a bit overwhelmed, and I think I was a bit off. I'm supposed to do bigger paintings, but I like to do small paintings because it feels more precious to me. That's why.
So what was the process of putting together the pieces for the show like for you?
It started with Charmin. She knows that I did a bit of paintings of objects.
So this is Charmin Parameswaran, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So she's curating she curated the exhibition.
Yes. She gave me an idea, like, why don't you paint and then put the stuff as a installation?
So the show is a combination of paintings and installation as well?
Yes. The stuff that I painted and the literal stuff that I will display over there.
Okay.
Yes. So the view will feel more personal. They will see the object as it is. It's they can see, like, sometimes I distorted the shape of the tin can, or sometimes I change a little bit, I exaggerate the colors a bit. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your technique itself. What kind of techniques will we see in this exhibition?
More like pentely stuff. I do acrylic, and I like to depict the details, not too much, but just enough so the viewer will know what it is.
You know, in keeping with the objects, it's a slightly nostalgic style as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a style that you use often in your work?
I think not really. It depends on how I want it to show, you know, the feel, the mood. Sometimes if I wanted to make it look nostalgic, I will do it like that.
And what was the process of working with Charmin in this show?
Oh, she's been very encouraging. And she, every time I showed my newest work, she will feel excited about it. So, you know, that makes me want it to paint more.
So to get back to the theme of the show itself, right, which is, it's a simple name, Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also something that is quite relevant to today's world because we're talking about consumerism.
Yeah.
We're talking about minimizing our lifestyles.
Yes. It makes you think twice before you buy another new stuff. That's what I'm trying to say is, you know, do not buy too much stuff. Do not spend like over shopping, stuff like that.
And is there some sense of also learning to
appreciate? Yes. Something like we have to appreciate what we have, you know. You just, you know, that feeling when you see other people's stuff you say to yourself, I would like to have another one for myself. But you just, for me, I like to say, like, I just wish, but I don't need them.
Who are some of your own personal inspirations when it comes to making art?
Oh, there's lots of artists. For the old-timer, John Singer Sargent, that's the old-timer painter. And like for the new artist, I like William Ray because I really like his semi-abstract style.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the comic artist now as an painter, Ashley Wood.
Right.
Those three.
How do you see these inspirations come out in your work?
I prefer to focus on the technical side because I like to see how many stroke of paint that can I achieve in a painting. Something like it looks very spontaneous, but it's not actually. It looks very fresh.
So now that you've done your debut exhibition, has that given you a push to do something different next?
Probably in the future, I would like to focus on the surrealism, because I think that would be like probably a good experience for me to explore.
And why should we come to the show?
Well, I hope they can just have fun and feast their eyes, you know, take a look. It's just a very small, it's a small gallery, so you can just take a few minutes to see. I hope like they just stop, take a moment and see what they already have. What they own, like more, just appreciate more what they already have.
Thank you so much, Lena.
Okay, thank you.
I've been speaking to Lena Tan, whose debut art exhibition called Stuff is currently on at Artemis Art in Publica. For more information, visit artemisartgallery.com. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our website, on our BFM app, and on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.